Are the old ways of doing business able to handle the brave new world of technological and social change? While the existing paradigm of leadership emphasizes control and power over people, there's a new model emerging that enables and inspires power through people. Here to explain this shift are Kim Clark, Jonathan Clark, and Aaron Clark, authors of the new book, Leading Through, Activating the Soul, Heart, and Mind of Leadership. Kim teaches management at Brigham Young University and was formerly the president of Brigham Young University, Idaho, and a dean of the Harvard Business School. His daughter, Erin, is a managing director with Deloitte Consulting, and his son, Jonathan, is a professor of management at the University of Texas at San Antonio. Here they are to share five of their big ideas.
Hi, my name is Kim Clark, and I'm Jonathan Clark.
And I'm Erin Clark.
And we are the authors of Leading Through, Activating the Soul, Heart, and Mind of Leadership. We're really happy to be with you today to share five key insights from our book. The first one is the need for a new paradigm of leadership, one that we believe will serve us better than the dominant paradigm that persists in practice today.
Mobilizing people to make things better helps people and organizations thrive. That is the work of leadership, and it is great work. But it is also often very frustrating. In our research, we found that that is because while executives need to do the work of leadership, the work of mobilizing and empowering people, this is often not what they do. Instead, the actions they take are manifestations of a deeply embedded paradigm of power rather than leadership.
Unfortunately, that paradigm of power confuses and conflates the exercise of power with the work of leadership. We call this dominant way of thinking the power over paradigm, shorthand for power over people and power over the organization. It is subversive and very often so deeply embedded we don't see it. And yet, there is a recognition that something needs to change, and many organizations are trying. We can see a new paradigm emerging in these efforts. This book is our attempt to capture these emergent ideas and bring them to life in a new paradigm that can stand as a bulwark against power over. We call the new paradigm leading through people and through leadership that permeates the entire organization.
We use three metaphors that draw on our nature as human beings to describe the leading through paradigm. These metaphors are the soul, the heart, and the mind. They represent the second, third, and fourth of the ideas we want to share with you today. We start with the soul. The work of leadership is about doing good and making things better. It is moral work that requires a moral context or shared framework of values and beliefs that guide decisions and actions. The work of activating the soul of leadership includes building on universal values like kindness, honesty, and care for others to animate the ultimate purpose in your organization. And you do this in such a way that it illuminates the boundaries within which everyone takes action, from senior executives to the front line.
This makes possible one of the most powerful things that leaders do. They generate light in the organization to propel it forward. We use the metaphor of light intentionally as a symbol for life, energy, wisdom, and understanding that defines the moral context of the organization. In contrast, actions that run counter to the moral context of the organization have the effect of generating darkness, which leads to inconsistent and even damaging actions and decisions.
The discernment and discipline necessary to generate light and strengthen the moral context of the organization is not a destination or state of being. It is a continuous cycle wherein mistakes are made, and the learning and growth that results is a source of strength for leaders, for teams, and for the organization. We call this cycle the cycle of virtue. People who live in this cycle are prepared for and engaged in the work of leadership.
The third insight we want to share is about the heart of leadership. Leaders seek to lift and strengthen people, helping them grow, learn, and find meaning in their work. It is an emotional relationship defined by mutual commitments that bind people together. In Leading Through, we present a framework for the heart of leadership, one that really works. In both our research and our own experience, we have seen the principles behind this framework in action. We call it LIVE, L-I-V-E, which stands for Love, Inspiration, Vitality, and Expression. LIVE provides a structure for understanding the needs and interests of people and for helping them thrive.
L stands for love. We use the concept of love broadly, but very intentionally, to mean human connections of understanding, appreciation, compassion, and care. In leading through, the personal work of leadership is sustained by creating human connections of love. Without connection, people simply cannot thrive. We need each other, including at work. This requires intentional effort on the part of individuals. Said differently, it requires leadership. I is for inspiration. Inspiration is also a word that we use intentionally. The word inspire comes from a Latin root that means to breathe into. In common usage today, the word inspire captures both the sense of an influence that is energizing and invigorating, but also motivating. When truly inspired, you are learning, growing, and becoming more. And as you engage in the work of leadership to mobilize and empower those around you, so are they.
V is for vitality. We think of vitality as positive personal energy for meaningful action. This is both physical and emotional. On the physical side, it derives from the condition and care of our bodies, the extent to which our bodies function properly and are properly fueled. On the emotional side, it comes from the ability to regulate stress and anxiety and is tightly intertwined with good mental health. Leaders create energy by focusing on vitality as an intentional outcome, nurturing personal energy that in turn energizes others. E is for expression. People who thrive act on their inspiration and energy and give expression to their knowledge, wisdom, and skill. In LIVE, we focus on two forms of expression, voice and creativity. People who thrive have voice, the opportunity to share their ideas and contribute to making meaningful decisions. In addition, people who thrive have the chance to create. They contribute to developing and producing something new, either through improvement or through innovation. With both voice and creativity, people experience the joy of expression, and they thrive by making meaningful contributions to work they value.
Alignment across the four elements of the LIVE framework has a powerful amplifying effect. We align ourselves with others. We build others up, and they in turn do the same for us. There is more power in the work, and we all grow and accomplish important things together. This is the full effect of LIVE in action. And we have found that the only way to experience it is to strive to give it to others.
The fourth insight we want to share is the mind of leadership. The mind of leadership brings to life what we call the leadership process, the work that propels groups and organizations toward a more desirable future. We've used the leadership process in our own work. We've taught it to others, and we found it to be universally applicable to the work of mobilizing and empowering people. In the leadership process, the work of leadership is done by those who lead the team, as well as every other member of that team.
In leading through, we outline the three phases of the leadership process. The first is initiate, where opportunities and challenges are assessed and identified, and connections are made with key stakeholders. The second is mobilize, where teams and network of key partners are built and established. And the third is empower, where the core team and network of partners are activated and engaged in the work, and their efforts are focused to propel the work forward. The leadership process provides the framework in which the mind of leadership finds powerful application, and together with the soul and heart drives the work of leadership.
This brings us to our final insight, the organizational or systemic aspects of leading through. We know that a greater degree of autonomy at work results in more energized, engaged people and more effective organizations. Further, the freedom to choose and initiate action is fundamental to creativity and innovation, but so too is structure. Without some degree of structure, through an organizing framework, initiative could spiral out of control. So how can an organization have both the innovation through initiative and greater freedom alongside the unity and alignment from structure? We believe the answer is found in the principle of modularity. In a modular system, the components or modules work well as a united whole that can also be designed, developed, and improved independently.
Modularity is valuable because it makes freedom of action possible while ensuring a cohesive, unified whole. The benefits of modularity depend on three aspects of organization design that can be applied to any organization. First, the framework for action defines how work is organized and how it's carried out across the organization. Second, the approach to integration aligns work across the organization. And third, power dynamics shape how power is used and expressed in the work being done.
In leading through, we identify what needs to be true in each of these three areas to enable both freedom and unity. Namely, we need a framework of action focused on innovation through initiative. We need an approach to integration that is focused on more information, more visible and accessible to more people. And we need power dynamics that are oriented to activating the power within people rather than exerting power over them. There is great potential in everyone, and the modular leadership system aims to liberate and enable the power of that potential wherever it can be found.
One final thought. We recognize the challenge of making all of this a reality. What we've outlined here today affects everything in the organization, from the actions and behaviors of individuals to the organizing systems and structures that frame their work. While we haven't discussed it here, we focus in the final two chapters of the book on providing practical tools and actions for making the new paradigm of leadership, that is, leading through, a reality in your organization.
Thank you, Kim, Jonathan, and Aaron. That was Kim Clark, Jonathan Clark, and Aaron Clark, authors of the new book, Leading Through, Activating the Soul, Heart, and Mind of Leadership. Also check out our book bite for Head and Heart, The Art of Modern Leadership by Kirsten Ferguson. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.